WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on, hour number three of the program here on Monday. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. I'll get back into the swing of it. Normally we'd be joined by City Council President Ryan Pereira at this time, but he texted me and said that he's got a work emergency, but that hopefully he can join us later on in the week. I'd like to tell you we're going to have him tomorrow, but I actually have an interview scheduled. And I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or Thursday, because when the person confirmed, when the booker confirmed of the guests we're going to have, they wrote back Tuesday the 5th works for them. And I just realized that Tuesday is not the 5th. So I just emailed back, did you mean Tuesday the 3rd or Thursday the 5th? Because either one works for me, but I just got to know which one. We're going to be joined either tomorrow or Thursday by the musical sensation known as Allie the Piper. If you're not familiar with her work, she got really popular during the pandemic when people were home going through TikTok and social media. But she plays bagpipes and plays a lot of popular rock and metal songs on the bagpipes. She's going to be coming to the Narrows Center in Fall River on February 21st. Should be a really great show. I'm a person that loves the bagpipes. Some people don't. But I love them, and I love when people perform, you know, more modern music with the bagpipes. In fact, a guy I used to work with at the Standard Times played the bagpipes and used to be one of the pipers at King Richard's Fair, and it was always cool to walk around and see him and be, like, playing some different rock song. So Allie the Piper is really, really good, and she's going to be joining us again either tomorrow or Thursday. Once I find out for sure, I can work things out with Council President Pereira to have him on. So I should have caught on that, you know, should have caught that when we were emailing about this a couple of weeks ago and did not. So hopefully we get some clarification on that. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are certainly can discuss the groundhog if you want, but I don't really think there's much to say about a rodent who is only right 39% of the time anyway, predicting there to be 6 more weeks of winter, which there was going to be anyway. One thing I did yesterday, so I had been in the house since last Tuesday. The only time I left the house, literally left the house, with the exception of like going to pick up a DoorDash delivery that they delivered incorrectly, was Saturday. I went and started made sure my car started because I hadn't started it in a couple of days. And it was 0 degrees out. And then yesterday I said, you know what? I got to get out of the house. And I'm supposed to walk around, you know, to prevent clotting. I've been walking around the apartment, but let me go somewhere else where I can walk and it can be a little bit more interesting. So I got in the car and started driving, and I ended up at the Raynham Flea Market. And I don't think I had been there 26 years, probably. I think like the year 2000 might have been put it this way, the last time I went there, Moby Southside was on the radio. It was like a new song. Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. Or Angel, whichever what it was at the time, but you know what was still on the radio is a new song. Like that's how long ago was the last time I went there, I think. And really nothing had changed. There were still people there that were dealers there when my dad had a table there when I was a kid. But it was a very interesting experience walking around and, you know, being at this flea market for the first time in decades. And really, nothing had changed. Actually, you know what? That's not true. I think I was there in like 2007 because I remember getting a case for my Motorola Razr phone, which I had in 2007. So I must have been there in 2007. But still, that's probably the last time I went. So almost 20 years. And if you want to talk about a place where time stops, that's the place. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Gilly Sackfields.
How you doing?
Good. You know, I'm disappointed that Ryan isn't on, you know, because I wanted to ask him some questions. He had made some statements. You know, when a politician talks to the people, you know, they stand at a higher standard, you know, and police officers, at a higher standing. But when you say things, they forget, you know, every time I hear, you could be careful because there's a lot of cameras all over the city and all this. Also, you can't have a politician come on the radio and make accusations which are not true. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. It's happened with the mayor. It's happened with Brian Gomes that he came over a year ago. February is a year that he'd been on the radio saying he wants to clear his name. We never heard from him. And you got Ryan. He got asked. He was on with Chris the other day, last week. And he got asked, did he give the chairs, the department chairs, before the vote or after the vote? And it's on radio and it's on tape. So he said he gave the chairs after the vote. Okay? That's what he said. After he was elected president, which it was unanimous, right? It was unanimous when he got it. Now, he misrepresented to the people, and the word lie comes into effect because he promised the chair of economic development to Leo Chiquette to get his vote. That was done before the vote. That's the only reason Leo got the chair for economic development.
Yeah, so but is, excuse me. Isn't it different though to tell somebody, hey, if you vote for me, I'll give you this, as opposed to actually giving it out to somebody? You don't have the power to give the chairmanship out until you're actually the council president anyway.
Okay, no, that I agree with you. But you don't have the right to get on a radio and say, no, I didn't do that. You should have said, yes, I promised them the seat, to be truthful with the parents, with the voters. That's what I'm saying. He's got a right to do whatever he wants. I understand that. I understand the system better than most of the people out there. You see where I'm coming on this? The part that he did wrong is like what the mayor said. When he got on there on the radio, he said, I'm going to vote for Crowder. You know what I mean? And then he turned around, he didn't. If you're going to do something, you know, like, you shouldn't lie to the people. That's what he did. Yeah, I know politics. You promise this and you promise that. But don't lie to the people. That's exactly what he did. He promised Leo that seat. And it came from Leo's mouth. That's why he voted for him. See, I'm going to tell you another thing. I don't talk to Leo no more because they bought him. He did it before his own. You know why? Because he said to me one time, you know, people now, they do things to better themselves. And when he said that he gave him his vote, I said, Leo, stop right there. I don't even want to talk to you no more. You're doing the same thing right now. You're making a deal with him to get a position. So when they go on the radio, Brian Gomes still isn't explained. He made him public safety, which is ridiculous. And I told Richard, I got pictures of Brian. I'm going to bring him out to you guys. But that's the part that I don't understand. The politicians in New Bedford only think of themselves. But you're right when you say that's the kind of deals people make.
I just don't I didn't hear his whole appearance with Chris, but I don't even know why somebody would say that they didn't make those promises, because I just assume that that's part of the wheeling and dealing to acquire votes.
It is. Oh, I understand that. But it's on tape. He got asked, did you give the seats out before or after the vote? He says, after the vote. That's why you voted for him, because of the chair.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess maybe there's a technicality there to say, no, I didn't tell anybody they definitely had it, but I knew that they wanted it. You know, and there's an understanding. Just because you don't say it out loud, there could be an understanding.
I can understand what you're saying, but also, I'm proving it to you. It's on tape. You can't get on the radio and accuse people of things without proof. And it's on tape that he did what I just said he did. And I got one more thing to tell you, Tim. You know, I've been listening to the radio, and, you know, a lot of people are complaining about the snow removal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And a lot of people call in, and they should do this, they should do that. And then some people say that their neighbors who come over, if they got a snowblower, to clean their front of their house. Okay? But you got to remember things. And I'm talking this with proof. You cannot say the guy across the street didn't come in because he got a snowblower and help me because I'm a senior citizen. When the person that you want to help goes and calls the cops on the neighbor and even complains to the city hall about him. So you can't have it both ways. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's why they're not helping the person that says, oh, I didn't get no help. You understand? So, you know what I'm saying? I got proof behind it. So that's the problem with everybody there. When I say something, I got proof. The facts.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Have a good day. All right. I mean, listen, nobody has any responsibility to have to help you. If they do help you, you know, out of the goodness of their heart, that's a different story. I mean, when I lived in Wareham, I had an elderly person that lived across the street from me. He used to leave every day to go visit his wife in the nursing home. He went every day, twice a day. And so he would leave in the morning, go spend the morning with her till about lunchtime, come home. And then later on in the afternoon, he would go. I think he would stay until about dinner time, come home. And when I would come home from work, or if I was up early enough to be shoveling outside in the morning, I would always shovel him out because I knew he was going to leave. I don't even think he knew for years that it was me that did it. But it was just a couple of shovelfuls of snow. It wasn't a big deal. He didn't have a deep driveway. And he didn't have far to go to get to the road. But he had a car that was not great. And years before, I had actually gotten stuck in his driveway when my car slid down in the snow and I couldn't get out. So I had to leave my car in his driveway for a couple of days till I could dig it out. And so for many years after that, I always shoveled for him. But, you know, he never expected me to do it. And, yeah, your neighbor might have a snowblower, but it's not their job to take that snowblower that they spent, you know, over $1,000 for probably, over to your yard where they don't know what's in your driveway. They don't know what could be under the snow. They don't know what could wreck their snowblower. And that just puts, you know, wear and tear on their snowblower. In a perfect world, it would be nice if everybody helped each other out. Yeah, but do you expect it? You shouldn't. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
Color me and color, speak to me and
We're going to be going to the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I took advantage of my downtime to watch a bunch of TV and streaming stuff. And one of the things that I watched over that downtime was on Netflix, they have the documentary Secret Mall Apartment. And if you're not familiar with this, this is a documentary about the secret apartment that was put together over a number of years inside Providence Place Mall. Now, when you remember hearing that story, you heard, you know, there's a guy, he had this apartment that he put together in an unused space of the mall. And you were like, how does that happen? Well, in the documentary, they explain how it all happened. And it turns out he wasn't the only one. He was just the only one that got in trouble. And so he didn't rat out the other people that were involved. But they all come forward in this documentary to talk about it. And it was a group of artists that were basically, you know, trying to create living art here. But at the same time, also making a statement against the gentrification of the Olneyville neighborhood with the creation of the mall. A very fascinating documentary. So if you've ever gone to Hasbro Children's Hospital and seen the tape art all over the walls, or really anywhere locally that has tape art, you know, where they take masking tape and make all these different designs, he's the guy that's behind all of that. He's also the same guy that created this secret mall apartment in the Providence Place Mall. And it's somebody who went to that mall at that time thinking, wow, there was somebody living there. You know, and not necessarily living there 24 hours a day or even every day of the week, but staying there frequently. It's very, very interesting. And what's cool about it is they recorded it all. So there's footage of all of it. So if you got some time to spend, definitely worth your time, especially with it being a local story. But if you ever wondered how did they get the couch in there, the couch wasn't nearly as hard as getting in the cinder blocks that they used to wall it off so nobody would find it. But check it out, Secret Mall Apartment on Netflix. All right, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Flights impacted due to the winter storm, the Kennedy Center to close, and looking out for scams before the Super Bowl.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Flight delays and cancellations are adding up as an intense winter storm slams parts of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. According to FlightAware, more than 1,400 U.S. flights have been canceled. More than 5,600 have been delayed. Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina feeling the biggest impact so far, with more than 800 flight cancellations. Even as the storm moves further away, authorities are warning of power outages and life-threatening cold that could last several days. A federal judge has denied Minnesota's request to end the ICE raids in Minneapolis. A lawsuit was filed by the state, along with cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, after the Rene Good shooting, demanding an end to the Trump administration's immigration raids. The lawsuit argued that the administration was violating the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, which limits federal power. Over the weekend, a judge ruled that there was evidence that federal agents have engaged in racial profiling, excessive use of force, and other harmful actions, but that the plaintiff had failed to show the administration violated the 10th Amendment. Members of the United Teachers Los Angeles Union have voted to authorize their leadership to call a strike.
A similar strike authorization vote by the school system's other largest union, Local 99 of Service Employees International Union, is set to begin sometime this week. The vote does not necessarily mean there'll be a strike, but it gives the elected board of directors of UTLA the authority to call one if the district doesn't agree to a new contract. The union is focused on an immediate 16% raise for new teachers and across the board 3% raise in the contract's second year and significant automatic pay hikes tied to years of experience and continued education. I'm Sharon Reardon.
President Trump says the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts will close in July for around 2 years to undergo renovations. Trump took to Truth Social yesterday to make the announcement, saying it would close July 4th, with a closure producing a much faster and higher quality result. He added the move is pending approval by the center's board, who were all picked by Trump. His One Big Beautiful Bill included over $250 million for necessary expenses for capital repair, restoration, maintenance backlog, and security structures. An investigation is underway into the death of a 57-year-old man and a small dog inside of a mobile veterinary van in Queens, New York, yesterday morning.
Police suspect the man may have been overwhelmed by fumes from a generator as he treated the dog. The Daily News reports police and EMTs called to the scene also found a man, identified as 73-year-old Garo Alexinian, unconscious outside the van. He was apparently knocked out by a fall and was hospitalized in stable condition. A co-worker at Alexinian's home said the dead man was a veterinarian who was performing emergency surgery on the dog. I'm Larry Kofsky.
An e-bike rider is dead following a crash with an FDNY ambulance in Brooklyn. It happened just after 1 a.m. yesterday when an FDNY ambulance going northbound on Ashland Place collided with an e-bike going in the opposite direction. The cyclist, 65-year-old Ray Wilkerson Linwood, was pronounced dead at a hospital. The 21-year-old ambulance driver and two EMTs riding in the rig were hospitalized and are in stable condition. A 5-year-old and his father detained in Minnesota last week are now back home.
It comes after a federal judge ordered Liam Conejo Ramos and his father, Adrian Alexander Conejo Arias, to be released on Saturday. The two were taken into custody after arriving home from the child's preschool and were transferred to a detention facility in Texas. Democratic Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro posted on X Sunday morning that he picked up Liam and his dad and escorted them back to Minnesota. I'm Lisa Carton.
Football fans looking to book Super Bowl 60 trips are urged to look for scammers.
You're spending thousands of dollars to watch the Patriots play the Seahawks in person next Sunday in San Francisco, and that makes you a prime target for scammers.
Fake websites, fake reservation numbers.
Alma Galvan of the Better Business Bureau. Spokesman Steve McFarland's advice?
Don't click on a link on Craigslist or on social media.
The Better Business Bureau is also telling fans not to pay with cash, gift cards, or wire transfers. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Amazon MGM's documentary on First Lady Melania Trump is beating box office projections. Melania brought in just over $7 million in its opening weekend to come in third place. It has been expected to earn between $3 and $5 million. The studio acquired the documentary for $40 million and reportedly spent another $35 million on advertising. Meanwhile, survival thriller Send Help took the top spot with $20 million in its first weekend, followed by a new release, Iron Lung, with $17.8 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bruins lost to the Lightning in a shootout 6-5 last night. Bees are off till Wednesday when they head to Florida. And the Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday, 107-79.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast.
We have dry weather over the next several days. Sunshine today. High temperatures this afternoon. Chilly in the upper 20s. Mainly clear. Very cold tonight. Late night lows down to 10. More sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 32. Sunny skies dry for Wednesday. And high temps between about 30 and 35. For WBSM, I'm 12 News. Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraga.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get breaking news and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Live for liposuction. Detox for your brands. Overdose of Christmas. And give it up for Lance. My friends are all so cynical, we refuse to keep the faith. We all enjoy the madness, cause we know we're gonna fade away. We got stars directing.
And welcome back in. And that's another thing that I watched over the weekend is Netflix has a three-part docuseries on the British pop group Take That, which I didn't really know anything about. I could have named one Take That song, Back for Good, which I didn't even really, I don't even think I knew that at the time that it was popular. I think I only found out about that like decades later. And I couldn't name any other member of the band except Robbie Williams. And that's because I found him through that song. When that song was released, I think it was 98, 99. Well, when that song came out, I liked that song. And then he had, what's it, Rock DJ, Hey Mr. D, whatever it was. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this guy. And then I found out, oh, he was in a band, a boy band. But I still didn't really know that much about them. And then the Robbie Williams movie came out, Better Man, which is a fantastic film. Fantastic film. A lot of people got turned off by the fact that he was portrayed in that movie by a CGI ape, but it makes sense in the movie once you're watching it. But I still didn't know anything about the whole story of the band. So that whole documentary series was fascinating to me. And I watched all three parts of it. Still don't know anything about their music except for what I saw there, but I'm a sucker for any music documentary. They always get my attention. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. When it comes to Ryan Pereira, the city council, the alleged city council president, I don't know why he felt the need to lie. It's a well-known fact that for a long time now, wheeling and dealing is part of the election process when it comes to the city council choosing a president.
I mean, it goes that way for anything where there's committee assignments, happens in Congress
Is it supposed to be that way? Is it appropriate? I guess that's another discussion you could have. It's just that the need, why he felt the need to lie is beyond me. Because not only did the councilors have discussions, promising, you do that, I'll give you my vote, give me that committee. They also said, no, I want you to form a special committee the way I want it, and here's the committee I want. That's totally new. I've never seen that before. So he fashioned and created committees to fit individual counselors to their own needs so he could get their votes. I've never seen that before. That's new. That's groundbreaking. But the problem isn't that. That's wheeling, dealing, whatever. The problem is that he felt the need to lie. That goes deep with me because he's been known to lie about his address. He didn't step down when he helped sell his uncle's property for $4 million to the city to build a school. That was a conflict of interest. So that's where I have the problem, is why does he have the need? Why does he feel compelled to lie to the people? He should have just admitted it. Yeah, it's part of the process. It's been like that since the beginning of time. I didn't create it. But no, he chose to lie. So that's what I have to say about that situation.
All right. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it, so I can't speak for what was said, but I just assume that that's always part of the process. And I think that everybody listening assumes that that's part of the process. That's how you get this coalition of votes. And by the way, I mean, did we really hear about anybody knocking down the door to run against them for it? I didn't really hear about a lot of interest in it. But I think, if you are, again, I didn't hear it, so I don't know exactly what was said, but if you're trying to characterize it as, that little loophole of course, I didn't hand out the assignments before I was the council president. I wouldn't be able to. But that doesn't mean that you don't make promises. But again, that's kind of always part of I mean, people get on presidential cabinets because they say, well, I'm going to bow out of the race and I'll throw my support behind you, Doug Burgum. You know, like that's part of what goes on. Tulsi Gabbard, you know, you step down from things and for other opportunities, especially when it looks like, you know, it's not going to work out your way. So, I mean, that's just what happens. It's politics. So I don't know why anybody would say anything differently. 508-996-0500. Let me take a quick break here, and then we'll come back with this call. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, nice song.
Yeah, Candlebox is very underappreciated.
Very nice song, haven't heard that in so long. So yep, you gotta decipher everything with your politicians. I mean, it is all part of the process, they're gonna lie. There's always one white lie, right?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't hear it, but sometimes, you know, not directly addressing something is kind of a lie by omission.
Right. Very well said. Yep. Yep. Well, I always say when you go to vote, if you go to vote, think about the person when you're voting for them. What are they most likely going to be lying about? That's how I do it. I just try to dissect it and say, what am I going to be most disappointed about? What do I think that person's most likely lying about? And that's how I go about it. That way I won't be disappointed when it doesn't come to fruition. But I'm glad you're back on the radio. You sound great.
Thank you.
Are you happy to be back?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting kind of bored at home, but, it's always nice to just be able to sit at home and watch TV, too, so...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, oh, no, having that time, you might think, oh, geez, just one more week, right? And the cat, the cat probably never had you around him this much since you owned him.
The cat was not very cooperative during the week. He did not like the fact that he couldn't sit in my lap for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, because too close. Yeah.
No. Well, because he walks all over it. I'm sorry?
Did they send you home with antibiotics?
Nope. No. Okay, all the incisions are so remarkably small.
Really? Oh gosh, that's great.
And they already had me take the dressings off like 2 days later and take a shower, and now I just have some of the tape over some of them, because you let the tape fall off on its own, but there's mm-hmm. nothing there. It's like they hardly had to make any incisions. So it's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome. So awesome. Well, Brian did a great job covering for you.
Well, I thank him again for doing it.
Yeah, I'm glad you had me in there for you. But yeah, I just wanted to welcome you back. I'm working on something. I'm going to call you tomorrow about it. I just want to do a little more research on it before I bring it up.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, well, you have a great day back.
You too, thank you.
Don't be work until 7 at night tonight.
We'll see.
All right, Tim. Take care.
Bye. All right, the heat here doesn't cost me any money. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Glad you're doing better. Every once in a while, it's not just that taking care of whatever that health issue is. The pace you keep, having that low-key week was good for you.
Thank you.
I've known you long enough. I've seen the different times when you go 2 or 3 months without really having a regular day off. So, plus your outside stuff. So, sometimes you're just going to pull off the road and regroup and recharge. So,
definitely.
And it was obviously a very serious health issue. So, good for you. Two things when you were gone. So the fishing industry, you had that fishing vessel out of Gloucester. What a tragedy. I knew one of the young men on that boat. And also that accident the other night down there on Route 18. I had just come through that area a little while before, and then I had somebody call me and holler about what was going on. And so I guess it was initially a car that broke down and then multi-car accident, and having that woman pass away and another woman seriously injured. Boy, a lot of prayers needed for this area for sure.
Yeah, and I'm interested in seeing, you know, what the report is, the investigation reveals on that, because as I mentioned earlier, the DA's office pointed out that there was snow in the road. So does that mean the snow in the road, you know, might have caused the driver to be unable to see what was happening up ahead?
The traction and stuff. Yep. Oh boy. Yep. And where that was just where it starts to straighten out again. So there's a little bit of a bend. Not as obvious as when you go around like toward the National Club heading south. But there was a little bit of a bend there. So you had that with the snow and, yeah. What a tragedy. Okay, welcome back again, my friend.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Yep.
All right, let me take my final break here. We'll come back and wrap things up before we turn it over to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now.
All the stones that are thrown.
And welcome back in. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. Stick around. Chris McCarthy has you next up with South Coast Now. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't know if I'll have Allie the Piper or if I'll have the city council president, but I'll have one of them.